Hello. Thank you for joining for quote 135 from the book Thoughts of Awakening by Regina Dawn Akers. We'll begin by remembering the truth of what we are, and from this remembrance, we allow the quote to speak to us. As we sink deeply into our hearts, into the remembrance of what we are, we start the journey by coming into the present moment, allowing the body mind to relax into a comfortable position. Taking a few deep breaths, and with the exhale, noticing a release into willingness to know the truth. Willingness to let go of everything I think. Willingness to let go of everything I know. Allowing the willingness to bring me into the present moment and just noticing what is in the present moment. What thoughts, what emotions, what mood or feeling, what body sensations. Simply without knowing anything, explore what's in the present moment. Noticing what's here, without judgment, without wanting to change it, without having any expectation. Letting all of the thoughts, the emotions, the expectations go, and simply rest in this present moment. The present moment is infinitesimally small. B be in this sliver. This place before the mind. Takes ownership of the moment. This place before the mind slips into making it the past or thinking of the future. It's this space where the mind hasn't come in yet. Completely quiet. All that's in this space is awareness. There's no room for the mind. If you find you've slipped out of this sliver of now, simply return back, letting go of anything that might be holding you back. Simply rest in the sliver of now. The Ribhugita says, abide as that. Abide as that in which there are neither thoughts nor fancies. Neither peace nor self-control. Neither the mind nor the intellect. Neither confusion nor certainty. Neither being nor non-being. And no perception of duality. And be always happy, unshakable, and absolutely free. from the fear arising from duality. Follow in order to lead. Following and leading are the same. Ultimately, there is no difference, since there is no one separate from you to follow or to lead. follow the voice of your heart, and you lead yourself into awakening. Given from our Holy Spirit. Follow in order to lead. Following and leading are the same. Ultimately, there is no difference, since there is no one separate from you to follow or to lead. Follow the voice of your heart, and you lead yourself into awakening. Trust all things. The universe is a movement, and regardless of its appearances, the movement is consistently the same. The universe is moving toward realization, toward awakening. You are helpful to the movement of the universe by bringing peace to the mind as it moves. How do you bring peace to the mind? By remembering that the universe is a movement, and it is consistently moving toward awakening. Follow in order to lead. Following and leading are the same. Ultimately, there is no difference, since there is no one separate from you to follow or to lead. Follow the voice of your heart, and you lead yourself into awakening. Thank you for joining for quote 135 from the book Thoughts of Awakening by Regina Dawn Eggers. Namaste.